You're listening to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. I'm registered dietitian Hannah McGee.
And I'm neuroscience PhD student Tariq Youssef. And for the next hour, we're going to tackle popular nutrition topics from a scientific lens, promoting fact over fiction with no BS. Welcome back to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. It's your boy. No, just kidding. Can you imagine?
I love that.
Welcome back to the No BS Nutrition Podcast. I'm Tariq Youssef, medical neuroscience PhD student.
Oh, and I was just lost in your eyes there.
I could keep going. I'm a child of the world. I'm a lover of life. Love to travel. I'm a friend to many. Anyway, go ahead.
And I'm registered dietitian Hannah McGee. I have something to tell you. We talk about Drag Race a lot on this podcast. And
yes,
this week, and now it will be a couple weeks ago when this airs, but there was two Drag Race All-Stars on The Bachelorette.
What?
Yeah.
What were they doing there?
They were like helping. They were at one of the dates. They were doing a, you know, on Drag Race, like throwing shade, like,
yeah, they're like the reading challenge.
They were supposed to be, it wasn't like reading. I don't know. It was like a debate, but they were like encouraging all the guys to like throw shade at each other. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But I'm trying
to. Which queens was it?
It was Monet Exchange.
Awesome.
And I couldn't remember I didn't recognize the other one because I don't think I only started watching Drag Race like fairly recently, so I haven't watched like all of the season, so I can't remember who the other one was, but she was beautiful.
Monet is great. That sounds like it would be really fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And they were like talking to all the men, like, you know, asking about their relationships with the Bachelorette and stuff like that. It was just
That's
it was
so
nice.
Funny.
It was entertaining. Yeah. I wanted to tell you that when I saw it, but
I feel like we could have a Drag Race, or no, sorry. I feel like we could have, well, maybe Drag Race. I feel like we'd have a Bachelorette like recap podcast because I feel like I've watched one episode of The Bachelorette this season and I was just like, what is going on? Like it seemed really wacky to me. Like I couldn't believe what was happening.
Which episode did you watch?
The one where like, remember they had that round table and like some of them like got really deep and then some of them were like, I'm glad to be here, thanks.
Yeah you told me that. That was an interesting episode. I feel like most of the episodes have kind of been like that this season, but anyways,
do we think they eat like buffet style on The Bachelorette? Like how are the guys in The Bachelor, like how are the contestants eating? Is it like they bring a buffet to the house every day or are they all ordering DoorDash or something?
Well, that's interesting because now we're going to get into a conversation about The Bachelorette.
On-set dietitian.
Totally. No, they used to all, because they would be in the Bachelor Mansion, right? Like pre-COVID.
Okay, yeah.
They would all stay in
Are they not
mansion.
Anymore?
No. So the last couple seasons, they've been staying, the Bachelor, franchise or whatever, has basically been like renting out an entire like resort somewhere for the Bachelor or the Bachelorette. So all the contestants,
everyone has separate rooms.
Yeah. I don't even know if they're separate. Like they might share rooms, like the contestants, there might be like two in a room or whatever.
Okay.
Which is kind of silly if they're like renting out the whole resort, but anyways, so they stay in their own rooms and like, they're not all in the same house anymore. So I don't know what the food situation would be, actually. I feel like they must have, like, similar to at a hotel, like, they must all go down to the, like, restaurant or the meal area and are served meals. But I feel like in the house, when they all stayed in the Bachelor Mansion together, that would have been more like...
On-set dietitian.
No, I feel like they'd cook their own food. They would cook their own food.
We can definitely stop talking about this, but I do feel like it is I know for Drag Race, the producers, I've heard anyway, the producers encourage the queens, like, they basically tell them, like, not to talk to each other when the cameras aren't rolling, like, when they're eating and when they're, like, traveling back and forth, like, from different sets and vans and stuff like that. So I wonder what it's like on, like, I wonder if it's the same thing for, because they want to save the drama for on camera. Like, if someone's mad at someone else, they don't want it to, like, resolve, they don't want them to resolve the problem. Like off camera, right? They want everything to happen on camera.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the same is for like, it's just these like, whatever, 20 people just like sitting silently, like eating a meal. And like, they know like this person did that and that person has drama. Like it must feel so awkward to be.
Yeah. I bet there's definitely some level of that on The Bachelorette. Like definitely if there's like two contestants who are like feuding, they wouldn't be like, oh yeah, you guys can totally resolve this tonight off camera. Like they would definitely tell them to have a conversation or whatever until the next day when they were filming.
I think you should be on set dietitian and I can be on set dietitian's assistant on The Bachelor.
Love that. Okay, let's apply.
We're going to do it.
Yeah. Okay, done. Oh my gosh. All right. Great conversation. Great intro. I guess I can talk about something else.
Sure. I mean, if you want, whatever.
It's probably not as exciting. No, I'm just kidding. But today we are talking about an interesting kind of, I don't want to call it a phenomenon, but something that a lot of you may have noticed, at certain times of your life or certain times of the week or certain times of the month. I feel like I always like do this before I start talking about a topic. I kind of like describe what it is and like hint to it, even though it's probably like blatantly going to be in the title of the episode.
Maybe this time our title will just be like in binary or something, like all zeros and ones.
Today I want to share with you guys a little kind of like, I want to explain something to you. I want to explain why when you're tired or when you're sleep deprived, you might feel a certain way. So think about times when you had a poor sleep or you really, you know, you didn't sleep one night for some reason. Maybe you had a stretch of bad sleeps in like a certain week or a certain month or a certain year. Maybe you have a newborn baby and you haven't slept all year. Maybe it was exam season in school and you pulled some all-nighters studying, or it was a stressful time in your life when you were just awake, you know, worrying about things or, you know, thinking. Maybe your neighbor or your roommate was keeping you up, being noisy. Think about
you're in grad school, those times, for example, okay? Something
just
like
reflect,
that.
Think back.
Yeah. You made the horrible decision.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can probably relate.
Now you're there.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just talking about you here. okay. So when you had those sleepless experiences, did you ever notice anything about your hunger levels the following day or,
everyone's
you know, the day after a bad sleep?
The crowd is like, they all go,
everyone's like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, I did.
There's like huge, like 1 billion people are like so excited to hear what you have to say. Yeah.
1 billion. Yeah. Well, yes. I know that I definitely notice a difference in my hunger levels after a bad sleep. And usually I feel hungry.
I can relate to that.
Can you relate
to that?
I'm
confirming.
Confirmed. Yes. Yeah. So, you might have noticed that when you've had a bad sleep, you feel hungry, you feel a little more peckish or like snacky or even like really hungry or like, you know, you feel quite ravenous that day. You may also have noticed that you may have been craving a specific type of food. Not just, you know, feeling extra hungry, but like having specific cravings for specific foods. And there is a reason for that. And so that's what I want to talk about today. So, like I said, it's very common to notice that you might feel hungrier when you're sleep deprived or lacking sleep. And it's also common, in particular to crave carbohydrates. So like I said, there is a reason for this. And let's get into that. So actually, before I jump in, I want to ask you, Tarek, like, what are your thoughts? What are your predictions? What do you think about why we might be hungrier or we might crave more carbohydrate-rich foods when we are low on sleep? I was in a sleep lab
for 4 years. And I know a bit about the neuroscience of sleep. So I'm just going to leave it to one sentence. My guess has to do with the fact that, like a lot of other biological functions, our eating is also somewhat reflected in our circadian rhythm. The rhythms, our biological rhythms that are, you know, almost on a 24-hour clock, whether that's sleep or energy level or mood, our hunger and our satiety also moves along that same rhythm. And I'm guessing it has something to do with the body wanting energy, but I'm going to leave it at that. Okay.
Yes. Yes. So you're definitely there. That is exactly what it is, really. It has to do with our bodies know when we're lacking sleep that we don't have as much energy as usual. We didn't get enough rest, and recovery, and we are lacking energy. So very simply put, it's all about energy and seeking out more energy so that we can, you know, continue with our daily functions and what we have to do and you know, the things that we do normally every day. And it has a lot to do with specific hormones and varying levels of them when we are sleep deprived and when we're not. Where was I? Oh yeah. So I'm going to, talk a little bit about the different, hormones and how they, I mean, this is not an extensive list. This is just a few. But they do play a role that we know in how hungry we feel when we're tired and how hungry we feel all of the time. So we've talked about these ones before. But we'll start with the kind of hunger and fullness hormones, which you may have heard us chat about if you've listened to our past episodes. But the first one is ghrelin, which is our hunger hormone. So
I love the way you said that.
This is
the first one is ghrelin. Woo!
Ghrelin. basically, whenever the body is like low on fuel or energy and needs more food, or we're you know, we talked about in our, talked about volume eating in our last episode. And, you know, when we feel hungry and full, so these hormones would also be playing a role kind of in that. But, when we need more food, the hormone that is secreted and that's, you know, playing its role is ghrelin. And that's what makes us, feel hungry. Yes. You know, that's what signals us to feel our stomach growling or, you know, makes us think about food. So think about, like, when you're hungry, think about ghrelin being elevated or, like, going up. Okay? And then the next one is, now I feel like I have to say it again, leptin, which is the fullness hormone. So basically, it's, like, the opposite of ghrelin, right? Mm-hmm. So it's that fullness hormone when we're getting full, when we've had enough to eat, and the body's starting to say, like, okay, I'm good. You can stop eating. Leptin is one of those hormones that's playing a role, and making us kind of recognize that we're getting full, and that we want to, you know, stop physically eating and stop thinking about food and things like that. So that those are the first two. And then there's also two that play another role in how hungry or, full we feel, especially like when we are tired or lacking sleep. So the first one is The third one is serotonin. So serotonin, is the next one, and it plays a role in our mood, you know, stabilizing our mood, how we feel, things like well-being, happiness, And it also has a role mm-hmm. in sleeping and eating and digestion, too. I think, you know, the most common association we make with serotonin is like
yes.
happiness and things like that. But it does also play a role in other things, too. So we'll talk about that in a little bit more detail in a moment. Okay. And then the next one or the last one that I'm going to touch on today is cortisol. So cortisol is, you know, usually known as like yes. the stress yes. hormone because of its connection to the stress response in the body. But it is more than just related to stress. It does have other functions, and actually most of our cells have cortisol receptors. So it affects, you know, many mm-hmm. different functions in the body. So it also plays a role in things like our blood sugar levels, our metabolism, inflammation, memory formulation, and it has an effect on salt and water balance and therefore mm-hmm. blood pressure. I'll talk about that one again also in a few minutes, but I just kind of wanted to break those down before getting kind of yes. into the details. So now that we have a better understanding of these, we can kind of chat about the role that they play in making us feel hungrier or making us crave certain more carbohydrate rich mm-hmm. foods when we're tired. Any questions before we move on? Anything you want to add?
No, I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Okay, cool. Okay, so like Tarek said, when I asked, you know, what do you think this is all about? It's really about our body signaling to us that we need more mm-hmm. energy, right? And that we're low on energy and we need to seek out more. So how do we do that? Through eating. So when we need to eat and when our body needs to be signaled to eat, we produce or secrete more of that ghrelin, that hunger right. hormone, right? So that's released. And those levels of ghrelin are higher when we need more energy because we want to be prompted to eat. And then the opposite happens with leptin, right? Because we need more energy and we want to eat, we don't want as much of that mm-hmm. fullness hormone. So the levels of leptin are lowered. And again, like I said, this is because the body's searching for more energy, and we need to get that in order to feel, I'm like saying energy no, so much, but perfect. I was saying in order to feel more energized. So these changes in the levels of ghrelin and leptin are, you know, one of the thing that kind of leaves us feeling hungrier than usual or hungrier more often throughout the day on days that we are, you know, more tired than usual or we didn't get enough sleep. And even if we've consumed, you know, adequate calories for the amount that we've kind of expended in a day, because of these like hormonal changes, we may still feel hungrier right. than usual.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So I think that when you're tired or when you're sleep deprived, it's nice to be able to kind of make that connection and reflect and kind of say, oh, I had a really bad sleep last night, or I've been traveling the last few days and I'm really sleep deprived. And I, you know, this is why I'm feeling this way about food. This is why I'm feeling hungrier. Because I think a lot of times, sometimes when we're feeling hungrier than usual, we tend to beat ourselves up, right? And we kind of go, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, I can't stop eating and things like that. And in reality, I think, you know, the best thing you can do is kind of make that connection and just kind of
right.
honor that hunger, make sure that you're feeding yourself and satisfying your body's needs. And then you just move on and you go, okay, tonight mm-hmm. I'll get a better sleep or whatever. All right. So now kind of getting into the carbohydrates. So there's a few different reasons why we might feel like we crave carbs more when we're tired. I mean, the first one is pretty simple. Again, when we're tired, the body is seeking mm-hmm. out energy, and carbohydrates are the body's preferred right. source of energy and the brain's preferred source of energy because carbs can, you know, most easily be converted to glucose, which can then be used as energy yes. for our cells. So that's kind of the first kind of most simple reason why you might feel like you crave carbs. And then serotonin kind of comes in here as well. So when we're tired, there's also a chance that, you know, we're feeling lower, mm-hmm. more sluggish, you know, not as kind of perky or as happy as usual. And carbs actually help increase, encourage the release mm-hmm. of serotonin. So another reason why, you know, you might feel more drawn towards carbs, when you're feeling tired or when you're feeling lower or, you know, stressed. Absolutely. Or things like that.
This very specific point yeah. makes me think of something we talked about in the last episode, where we were talking a little bit about how it would be interesting in the future to look at the effect of different drugs or medications on our eating behavior. And mm-hmm. serotonin reuptake inhibitors, or SSRIs, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which actually aren't that selective because no one actually, well, there's a debate about how they actually work in the body, blah, blah, blah. People who are taking SSRIs for anti-anxiety or anti-depressive reasons, that's like one reason why there's an effect on sleep, or a side effect on sleep and on our eating yep. behavior, because serotonin is yep. involved in, you know, this sleep pathway mm. and also is very closely tied to our eating as well.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say.
Wow. Yeah. It's so true. It's so interesting.
These things are all so interconnected.
It is. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. They're all interconnected. It's actually really neat. But it's also kind of yeah. confusing from like the, like from a practitioner mm-hmm. standpoint, you know, trying to make connections and recommendations yes. and things like that. And okay, so not only does serotonin help encourage the release of
carbohydrates,
not only do carbohydrates help encourage the release of serotonin, we're also, you know, wired as humans to find eating pleasurable, mm-hmm. right? So this also might be a reason why food feels like, or you want more food when maybe you're tired or you're sluggish or stressed mm-hmm. or feeling low, you know, because we also get pleasure from eating, yes. Or at least I do. Okay. And then the last point that I want to talk about, like I mentioned, is cortisol. So like I said, I mean, its only function, or its function isn't only in the stress response, but that's kind of what it's related to here. So this is more so, I also feel like, around chronic sleep mm-hmm. deprivation necessarily than it is just about like one night
of course,
bad sleep. But chronic sleep deprivation or tiredness is a form of chronic stress mm-hmm. on the body. Same with like, if you're like chronically doing high intensity exercise every day, that is a stress. Exercise is a stress on your body. So if you're like consistently in that stress state, you are going to consistently have high cortisol, higher levels of cortisol in your blood. So I also have mentioned some of the functions of cortisol earlier, like blood sugar and metabolism. And another function of cortisol is that it also can play a role mm-hmm. in our appetite, and it can increase our appetite. So if you're, you know, if you're chronically sleep deprived, so I don't know, an example I always come back to with chronic sleep deprivation is like having a newborn, and you know, basically for an entire like 6 months of your life or a year of your life aren't yeah. getting enough sleep. This is an example of when you might notice that like you're extra hungry, right? Because that cortisol is playing a role in your appetite. I mean, there's also mm-hmm. other reasons why you might be feeling hungrier too, but that's just one kind of connection that we can make. So that was a kind of a very quick summary of how all of those different things can kind of play a role in how we feel hungrier or how we might crave certain foods when we are feeling tired. I think it's really neat because I do think people tend to like beat themselves mm-hmm. up when they are feeling extra hungry a certain day. It, you know, some days it might be because you're tired or sleep deprived. Mm-hmm. Some days it might not. But I think being able to kind of, like I said, make the connection and have a little bit of like self-compassion, rather than like feeling more stressed about the reason that you're so, like, why you're so hungry, is important. And again, I think circling back to just like honoring your body, like we talked mm-hmm. about in the last episode, and working with it and listening to it. And if your body's telling you you're hungry, you know, you should nourish it. You know, make sure that you're eating balanced meals and snacks, so that you feel full and that you can kind of, you know, manage and honor that hunger that you're feeling, and feel satisfied, like we talked about in totally. The last episode.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is like, it reminds yeah. me a lot of what you talked about in the last episode about not wanting to trick your body. I mean, the overview that you gave was like perfect, because I hope people can take away from it that these different molecules, hormones, neurotransmitters are kind of working in tandem, and they have a job and they're trying to fulfill it. There's the sleep yeah. scientists tend to use the phrase sleep pressure. So basically during the day, like in the morning, during the day, the afternoon, like when the sun is up, basically we are building up sleep pressure. So we have more serotonin, and that serotonin slowly throughout the day is helping us to produce more melatonin. And melatonin is a molecule that signals our sleep. So basically, as the day mm-hmm. goes on, we build up more sleep pressure. The more we're awake, the more we yeah. eventually will want to fall asleep. So, and then ghrelin and yeah. leptin also work to inhibit each other. When we eat, you know, and we get full, that fullness cue stops our hunger cue. Like all of these all of these hormones yeah. and all of these signaling molecules are talking to each other and working with each other. So if you are sleep yeah. depriving yourself, I mean, you can think of it as like you're kind of disrupting this whole pathway, the way that it naturally wants to go. So mm. it makes sense. Like, you probably are tired and you're seeking carbohydrates. Sure, that makes sense. And honoring that is not, it's not like you're doing the wrong thing. Like, your body is telling you something.
Yeah, exactly. Your body's telling you something, so it's important that you you recognize it, you acknowledge it, and that you
I also think it's important then
or yeah, you do something for it.
It's also a cue, like, get your sleep in check. Like, you shouldn't be sleep depriving yourself for yes. a long time, and it really yes. like has to do with so much of your health, like even aside from just our eating. So, and it's like one of the hardest things to do for some people, but it is really important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. It's not, yeah, it's not just about, you know, remedying the mm-hmm. immediate, signaling, which is that you're hungry. It's also like remedying the sleep deprivation or the lack of sleep, and putting in, if you can, effort to getting back into sleep routine and making sure that you get back to getting definitely. Good sleeps. Because it, yeah, like you said, it is so, so important. So yeah. That's the episode.
Well, thank you so much, Hannah. I'm looking forward to trying to have a restful night tonight after all of that, so that I can enjoy my breakfast in the morning without feeling too ravenous. I just want to feel hungry, and I want to satisfy that hunger.
I love that. Yeah, me too. Okay, that's yeah. our goal for tonight is to...
When get we go on vacation sleep. Together, maybe we can put each other to bed. I'll tuck you in.
Oh, I love that.
But yes, thank you. That was, yes, that was okay. a great episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Well, now I have Please. A question for you. What's been tasty
well,
for
I had
you
an
this
original,
week?
By the way, thank you so much for asking. I had an original tasty, which I'll give in... Just very briefly, I've been watching Come Dine With Me Canada, and it is one of the most chaotic reality TV shows I've ever seen. One lady made a salad dressing that was mayonnaise and a spoonful of, you know, like the frozen orange juice in a can that you're supposed to like dilute with another cup of water. That was the salad dressing. And I want to say I don't want to yuck anybody's yum, but that's not something I necessarily want to be surprised by. That's not the kind of salad dressing that I'm looking for. And my other tasty of the week that... it's like just kind of spontaneously happened through conversation, is I want to share with people that I have the most beautiful maternity pillow that I sleep with every night. It really helps me a lot. If you're somebody who tosses and turns a lot and can't really quite find the right position, I would recommend looking into maternity pillows. You don't have to be pregnant, turns out, to buy one. They don't ask. So just check it out. Yeah, I love my maternity pillow, and I'm excited to bring it with me when we go away together.
I love that. So is it like, it's like huge, right?
It is as tall as you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say as tall as you, and I was like, no. Wow.
It's not exactly my height.
It's as tall as me. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's a pretty good size for a pillow.
What kind of bedding has been tasty for you this week, Hannah? Kind of... or not bedding? You can say a non-bedding thing.
I'll okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I have your permission. Okay, so I kind of have two things too. So my first one is lobster rolls. Oh my gosh, they're like my favorite thing in the summer ever. They're so delicious.
Yeah.
I had one, actually homemade lobster rolls not too long ago at a family gathering at my aunt's house.
Okay, I'm crying.
And they were just so good. They're so delicious. And we'll have to get lobster rolls when we're on vacation in...
Every day.
PEI. Oh my God, every day. Yeah.
I refuse to eat anything else. I'm saying it right now.
Just lobster rolls. And yeah, that leads me to my second tasty, which is... going on vacation. I haven't done it yet. When this episode comes out, I will have already gone on my first vacation. I'm going away with my family for the week starting in a couple days, and I'm very excited because I'm very burnt out. So I'm looking forward to just unplugging, literally doing no work for a week.
Don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No, the only way that would be possible is if somebody put you in a bunker with no internet. You like to work, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah, but I know I'm like feeling it right now, and I'm like, I need to not work. Like, I think
that I believe in you. I believe in you.
I'll be able to come back so much better and so much more like sharp and inspired if I just don't for a week. And then when this episode comes out, we will be actually heading to our vacation literally tomorrow, like from this day right now.
You know what? I'm so excited. I'm so excited to go grocery shopping with you. Ooh, we should do like stories in the grocery store and point out like bad food labels.
Okay. Not bad food. I thought you were like point out bad foods.
And bad food. No. Just clickbaity food labels.
Yeah. Like health halo, like labels health and things halos, like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. I love grocery shopping on vacation. Like when you go to like a cottage like the small town grocery store, I live for that.
There's no freedom like going grocery shopping in a grocery store that you don't, like it's not your regular grocery store. And you're also like bringing the food back, not to your house, but to like whatever, a cottage or something.
Yeah,
like
I love that so much. So yeah, we're going to be doing that like tomorrow. Which is amazing. So that's my tasty.
I love that. And I hope everybody enjoyed this and is, you know, if they're having some trouble with their sleep, is thinking a little bit about how to arrange that for the future. If you enjoyed the episode, you know, give it a 5 stars on Apple Podcast. Follow it on Spotify. Leave a review wherever you want. Follow us on social. Check the links in the description. Say hi to your parents. Pet a dog and come back next week for an all new episode on Monday morning.
Yep. Wednesday.
Yep. Oh, when do our episodes come out?
Wednesday and Friday.
Wednesday and Friday. Yeah.
See you guys on Wednesday.
I do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.